Wilson, he suffered a nervous breakdown in 1964, the start of a lifelong struggle with mental health issues and substance abuse. But out of those trials came the release of Pet Sounds, widely regarded as a masterpiece. Matt Wolf, CBS News.
There was a partial verdict today in the retrial of movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. CBS's Matt Piper has that.
Jurors convicted Harvey Weinstein of the top charge, guilty of one count of criminal sexual assault. But he was found not guilty of the same charge involving another woman, and the jurors say they have not reached a verdict on the charge of rape. There has been drama in that jury room. The foreperson told the judge that another juror said, "I will meet you outside one day." The person described fighting in the jury room. The jury was in its fifth day of deliberations, and they'll resume for that third charge tomorrow.
Weinstein was convicted 5 years ago. That was later overturned. Inflation ticked up a bit last month, and not as much as expected, but the tariffs are starting to show. CBS's Jill Schlesinger had a look at the numbers.
If these current tariff rates with China and the rest of the world stay in place in the coming months, we are likely to see a rise in core inflation from the current 2.8% annual rate up to 3.5%.
The White House was standing firm today on the decision to send troops to Los Angeles. Linda Kenyon reports.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says it's quite simple.
President Trump will never allow mob rule to prevail in America.
That's why she said President Trump sent in the troops, even though California's governor and the mayor of Los Angeles said the president's actions made matters worse. Secretary Leavitt took the opposite view.
Mayor Bass and Governor Newsom fanned the flames and demonized our brave ICE officers.
And Leavitt added the president will not be deterred from taking further action to carry out mass deportations. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Protests against immigration raids are expected nationwide this weekend. San Antonio's mayor.
Exercise your right to free speech, but I urge you to keep it lawful and peaceful. Disruption, destruction is never appropriate, nor will it be tolerated.
The governor has deployed the National Guard. On Wall Street, investors were following the trade talks between the U.S. and China, the Dow finishing flat off just 1 point. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with stripes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Water rescue just got faster and safer in Racine County thanks to the introduction of the Emily device. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says Emily is a battery-powered floating rescue tool that can be deployed from shore or boat. It can quickly navigate to those struggling in the water, providing immediate flotation. Sheriff's Office officials say four Emily units are now operational, supporting lifeguards, dive teams, and water patrols. Prison time was announced this week in a drug-related robbery and homicide case in Racine from 4 years ago. Christopher Martinez will serve 22 years in prison for his role in the fatal shooting of James Hamilton during what investigators say was a planned robbery at a Monroe Avenue home. Two others were allegedly involved, including Christopher's brother, Jonathan. He's serving 20 years. The case against another man involved remains open. Demonstrators in Milwaukee rallied yesterday to protest President Trump's immigration policies. Hundreds marched to the federal offices and chanted for what they call justice. Additional protests are scheduled in Racine, Kenosha, Brookfield, and several other Wisconsin cities this Saturday. That's to coincide with a military parade in Washington. A Racine County school got the better of one from Kenosha County in the state baseball tournament. Read all about the high school action from this week and a preview of what's to come online. Go deeper with high school sports at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and Braves series wrapping up today in Milwaukee. A recap tonight. Last night, the crew with a 4-1 win over Atlanta, thanks to home runs from Jake Bowers, Jackson Chourio, and six solid innings pitched by 24-year-old right-hander Quinn Priester.
The cutter, you know, at the top was really good today, and, you know, having that confidence in that pitch gave me some confidence. I was able to execute more often than not.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, that kid has just been getting better and better, and it's credit to the front office for really picking this kid out specifically, saying we got a chance. And I remember like 3 weeks before we got him, they've done their research, and it's great to see it happen.
NFL, day two of the Packers mini camp in Green Bay. Now that Jair Alexander has been released, the team taking a look at wide receiver Bo Melton as a possible defensive back in practice. In golf, Division I State High School Golf Tournament in Madison, Peyton Elbers, a junior from Wanakee, the winner after a three-hole playoff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and summery today. High temperatures climbing to the low 80s. A small chance of showers and thunderstorms late tonight, mainly overnight. A few could linger early tomorrow morning. It'll be partly sunny and cooler tomorrow too, highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Someone to lean on, and I'm lost. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
After the ball game here for a few minutes. Our keyword this hour, our text to win keyword, is the word supper, S-U-P-P-E-R, an hour away from supper. You be sure to text that to us via the WRJN Civic Media app, and you can be qualified to win our next hourly prize and qualify for one of the big grand prizes, too. Well, one thing that happened during the Brewer game today, just before, we lost Beach Boy founder Brian Wilson, passed away in California today. We've been talking about it off the air. We're going to feature some Beach Boy songs throughout the afternoon. Kurt has more when he comes in here, too, on WRJN. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
JN remembers Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Singer, songwriter, producer, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 1988. Inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame 2000. WRJN saluting Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, dead at the age of 82.
Everybody's gone surfing USA. 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, uh-huh. The miniskirt, the current thing, uh-huh. Jeannie Buffer is our newborn king, uh-huh.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
The grocery store, the supermarket, uh-huh. Still keep on marching off to war.
Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you see a little orange thing out in the lake, it might be Emily. Water rescue just got faster and safer in Racine County thanks to the introduction of the Emily device. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says Emily is a battery-powered floating rescue tool that can be deployed from shore or boat. It can quickly navigate to those struggling in the water, providing immediate flotation. Sheriff's Office officials say four Emily units are now operational, supporting lifeguards, dive teams, and water patrols. A reminder about the Racine meetings. Due to elevator maintenance at City Hall, tonight's Public Safety and Licensing Committee meeting moves to the Racine Public Library. People can find the proceedings in the community room on the second floor. Most council meetings have moved temporarily. Check out RacineCountyEye.com to preview the agenda. No tax on pencil tips. A new plan in Madison would help teachers get classroom supplies. Brittany Merlot has more.
A bipartisan group of state lawmakers are proposing legislation that would allow teachers to claim tax deductions for classroom materials they purchase. Under the proposed bill, teachers would be allowed to claim up to $300. The bill was co-authored by Republican State Representative David Armstrong, and Democratic lawmakers say it's the least they can do for now, but the state should be doing more to fund schools.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Turning mostly cloudy tonight, with a couple of showers and storms late and lows in the upper 50s to 60. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a little hazy from some smoke, highs in the upper 60s. Rain chances return for Friday and Saturday, currently 89 degrees.
All right, I've got another keyword for you in our Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. This hour's keyword is supper, S-U-P-P-E-R, supper. Text that back to me through the Civic Media app before 5 p.m. for your chance to win $100 cash. Again, the keyword is supper, S-U-P-P-E-R, supper. Good luck from WRJN.
Been 40.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Here she is, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
We talked last week about the abundance of outdoor music options to explore in Racine County, and we'll keep on talking about them all summer. This week, another favorite group opens their season. On Thursday, June 12th, the first of five free summer concerts at Echo Lake Park in Burlington kicks off. Talk about a strong opening. They're featuring Lil Ed and the Blues Imperials. That's a mainstay on the Chicago blues scene.
Oh, okay.
So in addition to Lil Ed and the Blues Imperials records, they were just on Austin City Limits. I don't think I mentioned it, but the B-Town Sounds presents concerts 5 times this summer on Thursdays in Burlington. I'm no meteorologist, but the Thursday forecast is also looking beautiful. So you can bring a chair, a blanket, and there's even some bench seating with a perfect view of the stage at Echo Lake Park. They say pack your own picnic, bring your own favorite food and beverages, or they have food trucks. There will be at least one food truck there on site and cold beer offered from Low Daily Brewery. So you can check out all of the B-Town Sounds summer schedule on Facebook, and they've got real-time noise coming up next on June 26th. And of course, all of their bi-weekly concerts are right on our website at RacineArtsCouncil.org.
RacineArtsCouncil.org. This is the time of year where I think you just need to take a couple of lawn chairs and throw them in your trunk and just have them at the ready.
Do it. Throw some S.C. Johnson off in the car and be ready, because there's going to be concerts popping up everywhere.
All right. There she is, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And I'm Kurt Bowman on WRJN.
Let's go. loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Kids, coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, 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 God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson, heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. In case you missed it earlier, let me repeat this hour's keyword in our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. This hour's keyword is supper. S-U-P-P-E-R, supper. You have until just 5 o'clock to text that back to me using the Civic Media app for your chance to win $100 cash. It's the Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest, and the keyword is supper. Good luck.
It's right.
sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. Silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Of the day. Give Dad the gift of sweetness with Linda's Sugar Bliss, Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. From yummy cookies to stunning cakes and pastries that melt in your mouth, it's the kind of gift every dad deserves. Made from scratch, baked with love, and just like Dad used to sneak out of Grandma's kitchen. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Be sure to join us at Harborfest this weekend. 9 live bands on Racine's Lakefront this Friday and Saturday. I'm going to be at the WRJN booth this Friday night from 6 till 8, so I hope you stop by and say hi. You want the complete band lineup? You can check it out at racineharborfest.com.
Racine, get ready. Charlie's Cheesesteaks is opening the first week of June at 4700 Washington Avenue to serve up flavor and opportunity. From sizzling cheesesteaks and that good old summertime lemonade to wash it down, Charlie's favorite are coming to town. They can't do it without you. Now hiring cooks and cashiers who bring the heat and hospitality. Send your resume to charlies2778@gmail.com and join the team. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, joining the neighborhood with great food and great people.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
Your loved ones deserve only the best.
Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Racine Harbor Fest is back to rock the lakefront this Friday and Saturday. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouth-watering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. Then on Saturday, it's high-octane country from Bella King. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party this Friday and Saturday. Racine Harbor Fest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
WRJN remembers Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Singer, songwriter, producer, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 1988. Inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, 2000. Let's get back together and do it again. Ooh. WRJN, saluting Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, dead at the age of 82.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed.
Help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The president today announced a deal with China in the trade war that has rocked global